Good evening. I feel like it's been forever since I've been in the pulpit. I haven't been feeling that great, and it's so good to be back with you. Thank you for the prayers and concerns. We appreciate that. This evening, I want to go ahead and I started a series kind of back in last year, so I want to go. I don't think I finished it, so I want to go back. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. So this evening, we're going to talk about kindness. We're going to talk about kindness. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Let's talk about the definition of kindness. Definition of kindness, quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. It's a kind act, a type of behavior marked by acts of generosity, consideration, or concern for others without expecting praise or reward. It's one of the main topics in the Bible. Kindness is something we don't see much of these days sometimes. The last year and a half has been hard on everyone. More than none of us have ever gone through anything like this. It's been hard. I'm sure it's been hard for many people just to be kind because of the stress and everything that's been going on. But the stress level is high, and it makes us irritable, and we really aren't ourselves sometimes. You know, like I said, I couldn't help but think about the Good Samaritan, and while we talk about kindness, Luke chapter, if you would turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. And a lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, What is written in the law? How does it read to you?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Verse 28. And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied and said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Verse 35, on the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him. And whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you.'" When we think about this story here, talks about, you know, of course we had two of them walked away. They didn't show kindness, but the Good Samaritan did. And, you know, like I said there in verse 27, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." The Samaritan was robbed. I mean, this man was robbed and beaten and left for dead. He was beaten and left for dead. Out of the three characters, the Good Samaritan had the better attitude. He was kind. He took care of the man. And then he said he would come back and take care of the rest of if anything was owed. How kind is that? That's an amazing thing. He went above and beyond for this man. And then verse 37 there, Luke 10, verse 37, he said, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise. If Jesus said that, then we must show mercy and compassion as well. You know, I got some quotes here about kindness. Be kind whenever possible. It is always possible. Kindness is a gift everyone can afford to give. Also, kindness, it costs nothing but means everything. A kind gesture can reach a wound that only compassion can heal. Kindness can go far if we will put it into practice. You can make a difference in how you talk to others. You can make a difference how you talk to others. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 21. Proverbs 21 and verse 21. Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor. Our world definitely needs more kind people so we can be good examples to others. Also, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. Colossians 3 and verse 12. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, and compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. We want to be like the Good Samaritan. Go above and beyond to help others and show God's love. How can we show kindness? Well, I just put a few, couple of things here. How can we show kindness? Number one, by serving others. By serving others. There's always ways to serve. Always. Opening doors, mowing someone's yard, taking care of someone, groceries, bringing in groceries, even just checking on them, on those who are sick. All these things take time. But if we are a committed Christian, we must find ways to serve. We must find ways to serve. It's our duty. In Psalm 103 and verse 13, Psalm 103 and verse 13, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. Also in Psalm 135 and verse 14, Psalm 135 and verse 14, for the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. That is what we are. We are servants of Christ. Now, Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 through 38. Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 through 38. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. You know, this is so true in our society. The laborers are few. You know, if we look back several years back, 20, 30 years ago, our churches were full. And now we've probably cut it in half, if not less. And some are closing doors. But sometimes it's like pulling teeth to try to get others to do things outside of just going to the assembly every Sunday and Wednesdays when we come together. But everyone is too busy to do the work of the Lord. You know, I often wonder if that will be enough to get us to heaven. We can't earn our salvation. We can't earn it. But that attitude of doing just enough to get by, to get us to heaven, you know, we should be doing more than enough. We should be doing more than enough because God wants us to be busy doing his work. That is what God wants. It's easy to be pulled away or distracted from what we should be doing. It's easy to do that. We make excuses of why we can't do certain things. But on Judgment Day, we will be fresh out of excuses. On the Day of Judgment, we're going to be fresh out of excuses. You know, I don't worry about the things that we do. I worry about the things that we don't do, the opportunities that we don't take. Those are the things that I worry about. But we can be kind with our words. We can choose to be kind with our words. That's our choice. God gives us that choice to be kind or not. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. How we treat someone is very important and can have a positive or a negative impact. We want to have a positive impact and not drive someone away. We want to build others up, not tear them down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 and verse 14. Verse 11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. And then verse 14, and we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. These are all things that we must do, but we must press on and do the best that we can. But we know that a kind word can go far. We must watch our tone and not be snippy with those around us. It's easy to get snippy sometimes because maybe something happened before you start talking to them, and that kind of makes us go into that next conversation with a bad attitude. The stress level, like I said, is high, but we must be kind and show love to those that we deal with, especially on a daily basis. Those that we deal with on a daily basis. Sometimes we get frustrated and take it out on the wrong person. Take it out on someone who doesn't deserve that attitude that we give out. In Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 17. Proverbs 11 and verse 17. A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself. It pays to be kind. It pays to be kind. We don't want to be cruel. We talk about love. Love's another subject that is talked a lot about in the Bible. In 1 Corinthians 13, and that's the love chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I just want to look at verse 4 there. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. Our love must be patient. We must give room for mistakes. We must give room for mistakes because God's love for us is patient. His love for us is patient. We must practice that same patience. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Ephesians 4 and verse 32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. This here is a loaded verse. It's a loaded verse. But most of us have heard the phrase, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. We've heard that phrase maybe from our parents, but that hurts just as much sometimes when they say that. But it has meaning. But we can't expect perfection because it's just not going to happen. We can't expect perfection. It's just not going to happen. We also have to be willing to forgive those who ask to be forgiven, so our Heavenly Father will forgive us of our wrongdoings. We don't want to hold grudges or be angry, and sometimes we do that for a long time, and it makes us bitter towards people. We don't want to send out that vibe that we're bitter. We need to be more loving and forgiving. And those are the things that we need to put into practice. How do we change? And how can we change the world? By being a good example. By showing kindness. And when others see kindness in us, then they may want to be kind to someone else. Now, if you would, turn with me to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. We're going to look at 1 through 17, kind of a lengthy reading. Actually, we'll look at 5 through 17. John chapter 13, verse 5 through 17. This is Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. So he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do, you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter." Peter said to him, "Never shall you wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason he said, 'Not all of you are clean.'" Verse 12. So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." But, you know, Peter had no idea of servitude here. He had no idea of servitude, and Jesus was showing him by example. He was being the example that Peter needed to see. But Peter also, we know that he had a knack for kind of putting his foot in his mouth sometimes. "You shall never wash my feet." Peter was talking about being physically clean, and Jesus was teaching on serving and taking care of others. Jesus knew already that Judas was going to betray him. He asked them in verse 12, "Do you understand what I've done to you?" So he asked the question to them. And then verses 13 through 17, he was letting them know they ought to serve others. And he said, basically, "Do as I've done to you." Many times we fall short in our service to God. It's great that we show up to services each week and partake of communion, but there's much more than that. There is much more than that. Our real challenge is being a Christian every day. This is not just on Sundays and Wednesdays. It's the challenge of when we come here. It's easy to be a Christian here on Sundays and Wednesdays when you're gathered with Christians. But when we go into the world, it's not the same. Like I said, it's easy to be a Christian when you're surrounded by them. But most of us have to go to work the next day and deal with people. But we can choose to make each day a good day. We can choose how that day is going to go. Are we going to have disappointments? Well, yeah, we're going to have disappointments. But it's how we handle our disappointments. We are in control of our attitudes, and we must learn to keep them in check. But sometimes our anger can get the best of us. It can get the best of us, and that is we are allowing Satan in our lives there. We must not allow that. Jesus left a good example for us to follow. He showed kindness and he had compassion for God's people. And that's an amazing type of love. What an amazing type of love. He saw each person as a soul. We need to as well. Remember, there's always someone watching. Nothing's in secret. Adam and Eve tried to hide from God. He knows our good deeds and our bad deeds. He knows. We must be truthful with ourselves and know that we are all a work in progress. How do we put on kindness every day? How do we put on kindness every day? Well, by choosing to live for God and do things his way and not ours. Our way will lead us astray. God's way will lead us to heaven. The challenge for us is putting on kindness every day. Our moods change daily, and normally how we wake up has a lot to do with how our day will be. You know, it doesn't hurt to start the day off with prayer. Doesn't hurt anything to start the day off with even a Bible reading. It could help our thought process throughout the day. Those are things that might be able to help us get started on the right foot. God is knocking every day for us to let him in to help and mold and shape us. He's knocking on a door every day, and we need to answer that knock. In Psalm 31 and verse 16, make your face shine on your servant, save in your steadfast love. Also in Psalm 69 and verse 17, hide not your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Make haste to answer me. You know, like I said, this is a stressful time dealing with this, the pandemic over the last couple of years here, or year and a half, and all the unknowns, but we need God more than ever. We need God more than ever to help us overcome the things of this world and the things that we deal with. Many times we feel helpless, and none of us know the future. None of us do. And all we can do is pray that God will help us and not and not lose our faith in him during this time. Our faith, like I said, our faith has been shaken over the last year and a half, but we must keep the faith. Know that God has a purpose for all of us through all this. In Psalm 86 and verse 2, preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have you fully trusted God? If you haven't, it's not too late to start. You know, God tugs at your heartstrings. He tugs at our heartstrings. He's waiting for us to turn to him. His love for us goes deep, but do we return that same love? Probably not like we should. Oh, Lord, like I said, we sing the song, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. And the chorus then sings, my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And sings, my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Our God, he is alive. He's alive, and we must never forget that. We serve a mighty God. We do serve a mighty God. You can choose today who you will serve, just like Joshua. Joshua, in Joshua's day, they chose to serve the Lord, and we can too. We must let more kindness come out so others can see Christ in us. Our challenge this week is to show kindness everywhere you go. Show kindness everywhere you go. See if you can make a difference in this world. I pray that we will use this to our advantage. Also, let us look for the good in others and not the negative. Put on kindness. This evening, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you struggled in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitational song.